What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday the 9th of June. Hope you're well. It's a slow news day today, so it doesn't help that I've just recorded this twice already. I forgot to press the record button on a full episode, and then I did it for another 5 or 10 minutes. So that's becoming a bit of a problem for me. Not for you. You still get the same pleasurable experience, because I still try and give it my all. But it's a bit tiring, this end of the camera. Anyway, I'm just playing the fool. I'm sure you don't enjoy it that much. But if you do, make sure you tell your friends and tell them about the videos on YouTube and the mini videos. Share them around. You know, take the mickey out of me. Do what you like, but just tell somebody. And you would then become my free advertising. And that's what your job is. Anyway, let's move on. Prince Andrew's in the papers again because he's not cooperating with the Americans who want to investigate in a blistering attack on Prince Andrew, apparently, because he's refusing to go there. I'll tell you what, even as an innocent person, I wouldn't want to be investigated by the FBI, because I'd probably come out guilty, because they'd interrogate me that well, they'd tie me up in knots. So as somebody with a lot of skeletons in the closet, I can see why he wouldn't want to go, but unfortunately, it ain't going to go away, and he's hiding under the bed, but chewing on his toenails, waiting for it all to blow over, and he ain't going away, so he's going to have to go eventually. It'd be good if they did one of those video, you know, when they video it. Well, they do, don't they? Video the interview and then they show it. That would be a bigger car crash than the fucking one that he did the other week or the other month when he said he went for pizza in Woking 10 years ago on a particular date, on the day he was meant to be offending a young lady. So, selective memory, anyway. I bet he gave the... I was going to say give the pizza company a bit of a boost, but it'd probably give him a fucking bad name, really, because it's, you know, the prince came to visit, but on the day that he was meant to be, you know, messing with an underage girl. So that has really put the dampeners on their special of the day. Anyway, let's move on. Pubs and restaurants. Anyway, they've all been shut for recently, haven't they? But pubs and restaurants could be open again from June the 22nd. That's good news. That's not far. That's just around the corner. So pubs are going to be open, but they can only serve people outside. But that'd be all right, as long as there's a beer garden. Otherwise, it's going to be street parties, forced street parties. That's all right. Can't beat a bit of a street party. I think the first day they come open, everyone's going to be pissed. That's going to be fucking... That's like, you know, a given, isn't it? Everyone's going to go out and have a fucking time of their lives on that day. But, and the restaurants, I don't know how they're going to do it. The restaurants are going to be all right because everyone, as long as they move the tables away from each other. Although Indian restaurants are saying that they're going to struggle because, you know, they rely on everybody, for one, everybody coming out of the pubs, pissed up going into the Indian restaurants, and then they fucking blow loads of money. But, you know, they're packed, aren't they, the Indian restaurants, but that ain't going to happen in social distancing. But everybody, takeaways will be all right. People will just take it away, won't they? Everybody loves fucking... I'll still support you. Don't worry about that. It's my fucking number one. That's my number one cuisine. My death row meal was a chicken madras, but I don't eat chicken anymore. But it's a madras with everything, anything else that I can eat that is non-meat. Death row meal. That's cheery. But hopefully I'll never get to eat it. I never want to you know, be in a position where I'm ordering my death row meal. That's for sure. But it's pretty grim. Have you ever seen them programmes where the fucking... they got the... It's a death row inmate. And they do actually have... And you watch them get it come and that. And like they... It's a pretty pleasant meal as well. It's like everything I could think that I would want. And they're enjoying that, thinking, shit, man, I'm never going to fucking do this again. But then that's, you know, that's fucking life on death row, isn't it? Unfortunately, that's a position I'll never find myself in. You're fucking nuts if you ever get yourself there. Apart from in America, well, it's all in America, but there's a lot of people who've been deemed innocent at the fucking right last minute, isn't it? So that is like, that's the worst thing about it. You know, when people might have been innocent when they've gone and, like, ended up fucking going past the death row meal. Well, some people have had the death row meal and then got that stay of execution right at the fucking, you know, when that has got to be a roller coaster. But at least you've had the meal and then you ended up not having to go into the electric chair. That's a Brucey bonus. You got the meal for fuck all. Big slap up dinner. Anyway, speaking of America, there's been a treasure hunt in Wyoming, the desert, isn't it? The Wild West. A guy, a cowboy looking guy, he hid £1 million in coins or whatever in a fucking treasure chest out in the middle of the desert or in the fucking the Wild West. And there was a map with a poem and everybody had to go and find it and everything. So it was like a treasure hunt. And people dedicated their lives searching for it. And it was a map that he put in his book. So it helped sell his book, obviously, which was good. But nobody found it. It's been 10 years. And then one guy's just fucking hit the jackpot and he's found it, sussed it. And he's fucking pulled out. Imagine that. That's got to be one of the best feelings in the world. He's fucking, you know. I'll get that feeling when I fucking find my car keys or my van keys when I've been searching for fucking ages or when I've been searching for something that my brain has tricked me that I don't know where it is and I can't remember where I last put it. And you have to keep sitting down and going, right, hang on a minute. Or a bank card, something. When you really, really, really fucking need it, it goes missing. And then you have to fucking hunt. And it's almost like finding a fucking £1 million. The one time when I found my car keys when I was going to a festival. Put it this way, I ended up turning up to the festival 5 hours late than everybody else. I couldn't find my keys. It took me all fucking day. When I eventually found them, I hit all the traffic. It took me forever to get there. I was 5 hours late. But it was a 3-day festival. And if I didn't find them keys, which I would never have fucking... If I hadn't like set it up, wrote it down and like worked out where I was last... And did it like worked out where I'd been. It was driving me mad. I had to come back from the festival to find my house completely upside down. It looked like somebody burgled the place, but it was me. So I need to get one of them whistles. You know, them when you whistle for your keys. I need to get one of them. But anyway, that guy, I know the feeling the guys had when he found him. Well, £1 million, a totally different feeling, of course, but he must have fucking done that. You know, the cowboy skip. When you're banging your heels together, your spurs and everything, skipping, banging, left and right. I tell you what, I just hope there wasn't, well, he hasn't, I was going to say, any gunslingers hanging around. Want to take your £1 million off you, but fair play to him, good on him. I bet his life's complete now, or he just wants to go on another one now. Somebody else needs to set one up, and when I find out about it, I'm going to go and I'll do a diary on this podcast. I won't really. It'd be good. I'd love to go gold. What's it called? Gold digging in America. You know, like the panhandling and all that. It'd be good to do that for a few days. See if you can find anything. That looks like it looks like a load of fun, and it also looks like really fucking hard work because you're right out in the fucking in the blistering hot sun, where the snakes are, where the scorpions are, and where you know the one wrong fucking move. You know, you see all these people who trip over and a boulder lands on them and all of a sudden they've got to fucking saw their own leg off. That's what I'll end up doing. I'll be out there having a good time and all of a sudden I've had to hack my leg off, crawl back to get help. And that'll be my 2-week trip to America, ruined. I have to come back with one leg. And then I won't have had insurance because I forgot to get travel insurance. So then it'll be like them American bills. America, they fucking sting you, don't they? That'd be like about £100,000, I imagine, for saving you from the desert and taking you to hospital, air ambulance to hospital, stopping the blood. Don't put you a new leg on because you haven't got no insurance, so you haven't got the... you're not going to be able to pay. So just that, what they've done, be about £100,000. No way you're going to afford that. Next thing you know, you're homeless, you're living on the streets in Skid Row. Life's fucking, you know... You're on the crack and can't get any better than that, can it? You've lived the fucking American dream right there. No, but that's how quickly things can turn, though. That's how things go down the pan. You've got to fucking keep things in check. Anyway, this is a cheery episode. I'm in a rush to be somewhere. My mind's elsewhere. I'm riffing. Anyway, let's. Speaking of somebody who had £1 million as well, this is a negative story as well, again, but she claimed £1 million in benefits and then she got caught because she said, what'd she say? They always fuck it up. Any of these benefits scroungers, they always fucking fuck it up eventually. She grossly exaggerated her disability and she's been jailed for 3 years and 8 months, but she claimed she was totally blind. I mean, fucking, if you're screwing over the benefit system, you can't say something like, I'm totally blind. Otherwise, you've got to go around acting like you're totally blind forever, or at least until you stop claiming, until you get your eyesight back. Otherwise, they're going to come and fucking find out, aren't they? Your neighbours ain't going to be on board with it. Anyway, totally blind, wheelchair bound. Anyway, but the surveillance found her driving, going for a walk and reading a newspaper. That's damning, reading the newspaper when you're totally blind. You've been caught out right there and collecting her grandchildren from school. So but they let her fucking get up to £1 million. You could have just done that in the first fucking week and sussed that out. Fucking, you know. But anyway, so she's had to go down for that. But £1 million, if she banked it and screwed it all away, that's all right. It might be worth doing the time. Probably only do 6 months anyway as an old lady. Probably been in a nice cushy place, and you think, yeah, I've got fucking £1 million to come out to, so you know, do your worst. You know, I don't think the prisons in England is going to be as worse as some you find in some other countries anyway. Anyway, let's move on. Obviously, Bo Selecta, the Keith Lemons had to come out. Well, he didn't have to, but he's come out and had to apologise for some of the characters that he had in his Bo Selecta programme. Bo Selecta was funny as fuck, I don't care what anybody says, but, you know, he had some effect. To the people who was in Bo Selecta, the people who were in it, no matter whether they were black, white, or fucking whoever, they were going to be offended by his characters, because the characters just took the piss out of them, totally, literally. I mean, Craig David won, that was fucking hilarious, but they just took the piss out of him and literally, you know, he ruined his fucking music career. So, of course, he's going to be pissed off. But especially when they made him look like Kez with the little Kestrel. But the Michael Jackson one, the Ozzy Osbourne one, that was fucking hilarious with the big, massive arms that he had. Literally took the piss. It was just like, it was spitting image, wasn't it? It was just like taking a piss, but with caricature faces. So everybody's like getting on his case about it, but he's had to come out. Well, he's come out and celebrated. He's come out and apologised for because of the blackface ones and whatever else. But he was taking the piss out of black people, so he had a black face or a caricature of the person he was taking the piss out of. A bit like spitting image. So, you know, maybe it wouldn't be done today, but it was fucking funny at the time. The Michael Jackson one, fucking, that was. Michael Jackson one on Bo Selecta was fucking hilarious, especially when he went chicken skating, when he put two chickens on his feet and was skating on the ice, on the ice rink and that. Really funny, but anyway, each to their own, but it's comedy, and people are going to pull everything out from the old days, aren't they? It probably wouldn't fly today, but, you know, got to fucking move on, ain't ya? And do what's right for today, but people fucking, snowflakes are getting fucking, do comedies in peril all over the place. You know, you very have to tread on fucking eggshells. You only got to look at some of the fucking comedy that's out there at the moment, and it's fucking crap. So that's my opinion. I'm not saying I'm comedy. I'm not saying I'm fucking funny at all, but I am to some people, and I am to me. So that's my opinion. I tell you what, to be a comedian, you got to think you're funny, otherwise what the fucking hell's the point? You got to be, imagine like if you was a comedian that didn't think you were funny, didn't think yourself was funny. You're fucking barking up the wrong tree, ain't you? Right off the bat. Anyway, blokes are softies. Blokes are a bunch of softies and love listening to tearjerkers as much as women. 2/3 admit having weepy ballads on a streaming playlist. What? I've read that without really paying attention to what I said. Let's start that one again. Blokes are a bunch of softies and love listening to tearjerkers as much as women. Well, I like, I tell you what, they do get you though. I like listening to them, but as much as women. Well, that's just, I thought we're all equal now. Anyway, let's get on that one. Let's be snowflakes about that. Men are as equal as women when it comes to listening to tearjerkers. Yes, you're right. we do have a soft spot, or we do have a soft art. But yeah, they get you, especially when it's on a film, when the music starts getting like when they put the right song to a bit of a awkward moment on a film, you have to fucking, you know, try and hold it in, or start looking just past the TV or avoid the TV and look at the wall behind, just to try and hold the emotions in, so you can hold, you know, you can't burst out crying. Yeah, you can't, like, well, you can, but of course you can. But it depends who's in the room. If you're with your girlfriend, you can, because it would, like, come across, you show that you're an emotional, you know, being, and she'll love you for it. But if you're in a room full of lads, that is when you got to, like, you know, watch your... you can't just start blarting and going, fucking, that's really got you. You'll never live it down. Especially if it's something shit, like, not even a fucking tearjerker film, and it's just something like, I don't know, EastEnders or something crap like that. You're gonna be the fucking joke of the pub for a long time. Anyway, let's move on to. Anyway, I like weepy songs. I like music for. Depends on what I want. If I want to dance, I don't want to. If I want to, you know, relax and chill out, I don't want to. But if I want to. No, sorry. If I want to relax and like meditate or something like that, or you want to wind down, then a bit of soft music is not all bad. Classical music in the car, in the fucking car, in traffic, it's got to be classical music. That's the only way it stops you from jumping out and punching people in the face. Or, you know, when you're in a car and you've got to be somewhere and it's 4 hours away and you're stuck in the worst fucking traffic ever. That is the worst. You know, you can't, if anything, you've got to stop yourself punching yourself in the face for going in the first place, for ever giving yourself the idea, because you're at a point of no return, especially if you're on the M6 in Manchester. You fucked it if you ever get on there in bad traffic. I spent about 4 hours on there, and I'd already done 3 hours drive just to get there. It was absolutely horrendous. And yeah, I think I gave myself a black eye, knocked one of my teeth out. I didn't have a radio at the time. Yeah, classical music, you got to always in the car. You got to have it on the ready. Emergency classical music. If have it like the if break glass. In emergency, and then there's a tape in there with fucking, I don't know, Bach's concerto or whatever you want it, or a Beethoven's fifth or something like that, and you fucking have to ram it in the cassette player. Not that we use cassettes now, but doing some of the vans I drive, because they're always fucking old. Anyway, let's move on to the last thing. NASA. Oh, Snoop Dogg can't wait to vote for the first time, because he can't wait to vote Donald Trump out. And he said he hopes his one is the vote that fucking takes him out, the picture. He won't be on his own. I think there's fucking, he'd be surprised if, well, he's done the divide and rule thing, hasn't he? So we'll see how things go, but how many are on his side or how many on the other? But surely he must have fucked off some of his own people by now, especially some of them who've been drinking disinfectant by the fucking gallon load and ended up with, like, on kidney dialysis and all that. They've got to think, that fucking arsehole, why do I believe anything that comes out of his mouth? Anyway, let's not dwell on the negatives of American politics just yet. There might be some positivity. I wanted Bernie Sanders to fucking go all the way, but unfortunately, he was my man. I'd have put my fucking money on him this time, taking it further, but everyone's gone for Joe Biden. I don't know any Americans on there. I guess I prefer Joe Biden. I don't know him that well, but, you know, is he corrupt? What was all that business about the money? Is it true? Is it not? But he's the best of a bad fucking bunch at the moment, at the very least. So well, I'm going to have to vote for him. I'm sending you my vibrations to also for that to happen. Remember Snoop Doggy Dogg was smoking a big spliff outside the White House? That was he went there purposely just to do that. So that was his two fingers at the time. Anyway, NASA has awarded 1.47 million contract to create. They're going to build a flat on the. They're going to build a house or a flat on the moon. What's it called? An astronaut outpost that will be the size of a small flat. So that when they orbit the moon, they can go down there for get their head down. They can go land on the moon and stay in like a B&B, basically Airbnb, Moon B&B. It's going to be. But you can go down there and imagine that, walking in. Oh, fucking hell. I've arrived at last. That's like some of my journeys, like I said, on the British on the English fucking motorways. When you're halfway up the thing on the motorway, on the M6, trying to get somewhere that should take about 3 hours and it takes you 10. I've done it. So I can imagine, I can only imagine what it's like travelling to the moon and then getting there, finally arriving and going, oh, for fuck's sake, can you drop your bag down in your nice new flat on the moon? You know, and then go for some chill time. Put your, hopefully you've took some weed with you and you're going to sit and have a spliff and look at the beautiful view out the window, which isn't much, just the moon, isn't it? But it would be surreal. It'd be great to look out the window at that. One of the most surreal or best experiences I had was travelling on a train through Australia, through the outback. And it was like just nothing, absolutely nothing for fucking miles and miles and miles. But I couldn't stop looking at it. It was amazing. It was just like, because I'm not used to seeing nothing. It's one of the best things in the world to see nothing forever. And, you know, when you live in England, you're never far from fucking buildings and whatever else. So we got some good countryside, but, you know, you live in the city, you don't get to see nothing. You never get to see nothing, let's put it that way. And especially all the fucking millions of kangaroos that ran away from the train. You never see that. That was a one in a million. So that was good. That was one of my 3 days on a train, though, in one seat. That wasn't good. 3 days in one seat, 76 hours in one seat. That weren't the first. I had to sleep in it and everything. You just lean back a bit and then went forward in the morning. And then you went back again on the next night and then went forward. You did that 3 times. Anyway, last one. Prince has joined the Black Lives Matter protests from behind the grave. He's written a handwritten letter deploring intolerance, which was released by his estate on Sunday, which would have been the star's 62nd birthday. Nothing more ugly in the world, in the whole world, than intolerance between black, white, red, yellow, boy or girl, he says. So there you go. His words, he's had more words to say than that, but I haven't had time to read the whole article. But it's nice that something would come out on Prince's 62nd birthday. Fucking hell, I tell you what, it's frozen in time, isn't it? Because 62 seems old, but, you know, how long has he been gone now? Probably about 5-6 years. So it's a shame because I have to play some Prince's music now. That's what I'm going to be listening to for the next few days. I'm going to dig out some Prince music. But anyway, so he's joined the protest. Black Lives Matter, peaceful protest, still go on. I'll support you and hopefully you've enjoyed it and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.